Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yo, we are back. It's the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We bring you pods after, of course, Bears games are over. And luckily, here's the best thing about tonight's Bears game. It didn't take that long. It was like a Mark Burley football game that the Bears had out there. Woo! There is a lot to discuss, and I'm going to try to do it in a shorter time frame than I usually do with these podcasts. I'm going to try to give you as much bang for the buck and be a little less wordy on these pods. By the way, we are brought to you by the fine folks over at Team Hochberg. If you're looking to buy a home or refinance your home, you should do what I did and call David Hochberg. 855-56-DAVID. I'm telling you, he can really help you. He helped me. It's so great to have someone like that who understands the mortgage game, and everything that I've done with him has been phenomenal. So 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com is the way that you get in touch with David. He will help you out. He will explain the market to you. He will let you know everything that you need to know about buying or refinancing your home, and you will be better off because you know David Hochberg. Is that a good enough endorsement? It should be, because I really do really like him. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 112-4061. Okay, where to start? Let's start with the defense, because I think in some ways the offensive struggles were expected to a certain degree. 20 is the magic number for Matt Nagy and his offense when he scores 20 points or more. I want to say coming into this game, the Bears were 21-9 when under Nagy when they score 20 points or more. Obviously, they didn't get there in this one, losing 34-14. Let's talk about the defense for a second, and we will get back to the offense. It is embarrassing what happened in this game when it came to them not the Jefferson touchdown. Is embarrassing for a lot of reasons. One, because it's a bust. And two, because you had veteran players there not remembering or applying the rules of touching a receiver who hadn't been touched and allowing him to get up and score. It was a troubling harbinger of things to come inside of this game, seeing that being one of the first plays that ends up happening in the game. Then you add in the fact that they kept letting players get behind them, and you end up with huge plays. You start looking at the passing game. There are longs, like the chunk plays, 15 yards or more. every single one of the Rams receivers had a play like that. Henderson had a 17-yard catch. DeSean Jackson had an 18-yard catch. Robert Woods had a 19-yard catch. Higbee had a 37-yard catch. Jefferson had a 67-yard catch. And Cooper Kupp had a 56-yard catch. Those are huge plays. And if you're saying, well, what about the Bears, Lawrence? Didn't they have a bunch of those? No, they had one. Marquise Goodwin had a 19-yard catch. The vertical passing game for the Bears is something else that I want to talk about, but let's stay on the defense for a second. You have guys forgetting to touch a ball carrier when he's down. You have complete busts with coverage. And all week long, you know, one of the questions was, well, what are they going to do at nickel? Matt Nagy hadn't announced that there was going to be someone available. He's like trying to keep it a secret. And there were plenty of people that were talking about it like, oh, well, you know, at least he made Sean McVay worry about it. They didn't seem worried, did they? Because they have Cooper Kupp. And he's one of the best receivers in the game. And specifically, he's one of the best receivers in the slot where you were going to end up with your nickel being on him for a majority of the game. Cooper Kupp, 7 catches, 108 yards, 1 touchdown. He destroyed them from the slot. I wish that the Bears would use Allen Robinson more in the slot to kind of create matchup problems, but that's another subject for another podcast. They didn't get pressure, or at least not enough pressure for the Bears. Akeem Hicks did have a sack, Robert Quinn combined with him for half a sack. That's really good. Those guys meeting at the quarterback. That's great. But there wasn't enough from Khalil Mack in this game. He had 1 tackle. I think he had a couple of hurries. I'll have to go back and look. But it wasn't enough. And here's my thing. Obviously, pressure is the thing that you want. That's the thing that you want. But if you're not going to get pressure on the front end, then on the back end, you have to tackle. And this Bears team's bad at tackling. They've been bad at tackling. They've said all the right things about tackling, and it's not getting better. Sean Desai did not impress in his first outing as defensive coordinator of your Chicago Bears. For all the talk about, and by the way, before he was the defensive coordinator, he was the guy that was in charge of nickel. So I heard Olin talking about that on the Scores pregame, and it just kind of made me laugh because it's right. Like, they got destroyed. There shouldn't be – you usually don't see guys as wide open as were wide open for the Rams in college games. And in a pro game with a team that's trying to prove something, it left a lot to be desired. It was a bad game. Bad game for them defensively and frustrating. Now, I get that when it comes to receiving, Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp probably don't get as much respect as they deserve because they're a tremendous duo. And now you got someone that can deliver the ball, man. Matthew Stafford is not out here playing around. He finishes the game with almost a perfect passer rating. 20 of 26, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, a passer rating of 156.1. Sparkling debut for him with a coach that I think could actually get the most out of him. You see so many guys get behind the Bears' defense, it makes you question how they prepared. A lot of loafs I saw, like guys not really running hard, rallying to the ball, and then when they would get there, they wouldn't be able to tackle. So there's a ton for them to work on defensively from here on out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now let's talk about the offense. Let's talk about Andy Dalton. The thing that set me on fire, because I kind of knew what type of, we all know who Andy Dalton is, and he showed you exactly who he, this is it, this is who he is. It bothered me that at the end of the game, I understand that you're down a whole bunch of points. You're down 20 points. I could not understand why he was still dinking and dunking. What are you doing? Why are you throwing the ball to the flat? Why are you checking down? If ever there was an opportunity for your vertical passing game, this was the opportunity to even just take chances. Like, to take chances and throw the ball down the field. Here was your opportunity. And he's throwing 1, 2, 3 yard passes out to the flat. It made absolutely no sense at all. The other thing that was frustrating was watching the Rams dare the Bears to run the ball and the Bears refusing to do so. Now, I know that Matt Nagy, throughout the week, when he's asked about it, is going to tell you about how the game got away from him, and then they had to throw the ball. And that's why you end up with Andy Dalton having to throw the ball 38 times. David Montgomery had 16 carries for 108 yards. He was your best offensive player by far, and you didn't give him a chance. Even when they were down 13, and I'm looking at them, it's 10 minutes left to go in the game. They're down 13. You can still run it. And they were saying, here's a 5-man box. Run it. We dare you to run it. Nope. Still going to try and pass it. They got lucky. On the one play, Andy Dalton escapes Aaron Donald and ends up getting a first down. And then after that, they just, the pocket collapsed on them, and you had the Rams and Aaron Donald do what he does all the time. This is what you can expect from Andy Dalton. You can expect him to try and work his way down the field. The problem with quarterbacks like that, and I'm not saying that you should be out here running air raid. You know, like, I'm not out here saying, someone get Hal Mummy on the phone and let's do 4 verticals. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there has to be some sort of threat that you are going to push the ball down the field. And if you're not, the defense can just tighten in and do what they did to the Bears in this game. It's hard to think that you had a weapon like David Montgomery rolling. Like, this wasn't just, it wasn't compiler stats that he was putting up. This cat was rolling. And you didn't give him more touches. It's a shame. Allen Robinson had 11 targets, and there were a bunch that were dumped on him late. 6 catches. 35 yards. Darnell Mooney, the guy that's supposed to take the top off defenses, right? 5 catches, 26 yards. They at least got Cole Kmet involved, which is great. I don't know. I know it's not a lot of games that we're talking about with Cole Kmet. I think that he might just be a guy that's okay and maybe not a game changer at the position. There's still a lot of room for growth. I don't want to completely dismiss what this guy is doing working. I think he'll be fine. I don't know if he's special is what I guess I'm saying. There's a lot of people who had catches, but as I explained earlier, you had one explosive pass play. That was the one pass to Marquise Goodwin. I like how they use Justin Fields. He played more than I expected him to play. But if you're that detailed with him, giving him a taste here or there, I think that you could ask him to do more. And you should be asking him to do more. But I'm not sure that any of this stuff can be fixed. Because look at what ends up happening. You have a 39-year-old left tackle who hurts his quad because he's out of shape. And I don't mean in life. I mean football shape. He's out of shape. And this goes back to your lack of planning. This is on pace. Your lack of planning for left tackle. Even if you were thinking about Tevin Jenkins being the guy for you at left tackle, which makes sense. I completely endorse that. You needed to have someone with experience ready to play. And it's been a complete jumble of what to do with, oh, well, this guy can just slide over and this guy can. And now you had to go and give a roster spot to a 39-year-old who was fishing and ask a fifth-round guy to go out there and play left tackle, even though that wasn't his actual position either. All of it is suspect in the way that you go about roster building, and it leaves anyone with a brain questions about how you put your team together. For his part, I thought Justin Fields was fine. He didn't look like the moments were too big for him. That first pass they gave him, it was clearly like a one-read route. If you see this, then throw it, and not throw it away or run. The goal line stuff, he's dynamic. He's big, strong, and fast. You can use him. None of it matters if what you're doing, you can be as creative as you want in those moments. But if what you're doing when Andy Dalton is quarterbacking is boring and vanilla, then you're going to end up with a season full of results just like this, where you lose by 3 touchdowns because you don't have enough to compete and your defense doesn't help you out one bit. So like I said, man, I'm going to try to get these to you and have them be a little bit faster. I think we got to everything until I hear from the coach himself. I'll have something on the score all week for you. I promise. I'm going to do my second watch in the morning. If you're listening to this, I'm probably watching the Bears game again. Thank God it was fast. Thanks to David Hochberg for all of his support. If you're looking to buy or refinance a home, he's the guy that you want on your side. The way you can reach him is very simple. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homesite Financial is equal housing lender. NMLS number 1124061. Thanks for all the support. We try to get it out to you quick, baby. Only one. Ugh. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.